CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
But before dinner.
Yeah.
Well, we had quite a day, Aunt Effie, and Betsy and I did museums today, mostly the Louvre. And let me tell you about the Mona Lisa, dear.
Who's in the bathroom?
Aunt Effie's taking a bath. Betsy's in there and writing up what she saw today. Oh, I thought, sure, the Mona Lisa that I've heard so much about all my life would probably be in a room by itself, you know?
Yeah.
But it's in this long gallery with hundreds of other pictures, and I don't know why. I was sort of disappointed. I mean, I expected it to be much bigger than it was.
Yeah.
And so beautiful that I'd just be bowled over and really need it.
You out, Aunt Effie? All right.
You better bathe and shave and get dressed up right away then, darling.
What's your rush? Shall I rest a bit before dinner?
No, I told you this morning.
Huh?
Oh, you never listen to a thing, darling. Aunt Effie wants to see some nightlife.
Oh, look, I don't really know where to go. You know, I don't know those places. She doesn't want to go to the opera.
Of course not. She wants to kick up her heels a bit. And don't worry, it's all arranged. We bought tickets for one of those Paris nightlife tours, so you don't need to worry.
Oh, well, look, if it's a tour, I don't need to go.
And Effie will have more fun being with a man. Especially if she has you alone, and it won't seem like she's a fifth wheel.
Alone?
Here, somebody has to stay with Betsy.
Oh.
Now get ready. Aunt Effie's been wanting to kick up her heels in Paris since we first talked about the trip. Oh! Another thing, she went shopping alone today, just for a dress to wear tonight. Now, I haven't seen the dress on, but I saw it off, and I don't drop dead when you see it.
Oh, what does it look like?
Red satin with sequins and slit up the side to show the leg.
Oh.
Also some red feathers with a rhinestone clip for her hair.
Here's Dorothy Collins. Now's the time for a beauty checkup. What about your skin, especially your hands? Are they sun-scorched, dry? Restore their beauty with new formula, Truché. Make them smooth, younger-looking again. New Truché, the only leading popular-priced hand lotion with wonder-working silicone, forms a light, protective screen between you and the elements. Under that screen, Truché moisturizes instantly, helps nature heal hurt, rough hands. Get Truché today.
Truché.
Alors, bonsoir, ladies and gentlemen. Take your places in the bus. This is tour number 8, a tour of the nightlife of Gay Paris.
Oh, my goodness, isn't it exciting?
Oh, yeah. Oh, Aunt Effie, girl, don't turn your head that way. I'm going to keep getting those feathers in my face.
Oh, I'm sorry, dear. I told the sales girl I needed something for my hair, and she brought out these feathers with a rhinestone clip. And I thought, well, why not live it up?
Live it up. Oh, Aunt Effie, feathers.
I suppose we are all here, so now we will proceed.
Mm-hmm.
And this evening, ladies and gentlemen, you will see a real slice of Paris nightlife.
Mm-hmm.
You will see the real Paris. First, we will go to Montmartre, where you will see the artists. Then we will go to La Pâque, a very small bistro, where you will have the champagne.
Oh, champagne!
We will be included on the tour. And you will be sitting in the very same place where artists who are now famous once starved to death. Practically. Utrillo, Gauguin, Van Gogh, and many others.
What do you say?
I don't know. I think we're going to some place in Montmartre where the starving painters hang out.
Oh, that's thrilling. Maybe we'll sit next to someone whose paintings will be worth thousand someday.
After Lapas, you will see a float with real Apas dancer. And from there, we will go to Le Palais d'Amour.
To where?
Oh, the Palace of Love.
Oh, my goodness.
After Le Palais d'Amour, you will see another float, more free champagne. And I will not tell you what the float is, but remember, ladies and gentlemen, this is Paris. I hope you will not be shocked.
Oh, my goodness. Not be shocked? This is what the floor show is.
Well, frankly, Aunt Evie, I wouldn't worry. I imagine it's no more exciting than anything we'd see at home at the county fair.
Please have your tickets ready. I will now collect them as we start our exciting, thrilling tour of the nightlife of Gay Paris.
Each says, wouldn't you think you'd have some ventilation in here? You can hardly breathe. Most like a London fog.
What'd you say?
Oh, nothing.
Look, there's one of the girls from the floor show. She walked right over to a customer, and she's sitting on his lap.
Yeah.
Excuse me, am I in your way? Can you see?
Huh? Oh, no, I'm fine, thank you. I don't mean to be familiar, but weren't you people just in England? Aren't you Aunt Effie?
Why,
yes. I think I was on the same show with you to Hampton Court and Windsor Castle. I heard a little girl call you Aunt Effie.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I remember you. Yeah, that was my daughter. My wife stayed with her at the hotel tonight, so Aunt Effie and I are doing the town, so to speak.
Is this your first trip to Paris?
Yeah. I sure am getting a big kick out of it. Gives you a big thrill to know you're rubbing elbows with some artists who may sell their paintings for thousands someday.
I said.
You're here alone?
Yeah. I got a grain and feed business back in Montana.
Oh.
My wife died 2 years ago, and we always planned to come. Never did.
Oh.
So I got my son-in-law running the business, and I thought I'd see a bit of the world.
Well, don't blame you a bit. Look, pull your chair up. Glad to meet you.
That Aunt Effie alone in the company of some perfect stranger?
Well, she's hardly alone. There are 30 other people on this tour of Gay Paris nightlife, and the tour bus will deposit Aunt Effie right here at the front door of the hotel.
Well, I don't think you should have left her with some man.
Well, it's more interesting for Aunt Effie, I imagine, than if I'd left her with some woman.
Oh, really?
Look, she's having the time of her life, and so is this guy. How they can enjoy it so much is beyond me. It's one of these tours, you know, that's just so obviously rigged up for the tourist trade.
Oh.
Yeah, we stopped at these two places, and the only people who were there were tourists.
Oh.
Yeah, the tour bus was stopped outside, and the people just piled in where we were served something that couldn't possibly be called champagne.
Uh-huh.
And those floor shows.
No good?
Oh, boy, they're terrible. There was a magician's act, and it was awful. A couple of past dancers, they were even worse. Oh, I don't know. It's just stupid, the whole thing, and tiresome.
Well, Aunt Effie, I hope you're enjoying it, so don't say all that in the morning.
Oh, dear, I would. Oh, boy, I can't wait to hit the hay.
Dear.
Whoa.
4 o'clock in the morning, and Aunt Effie isn't in yet.
Oh.
You could never have turned Aunt Effie loose in Paris. Not in that red satin dress with sequins.
Oh.
You know what she paid for it?
Huh?
And where will she ever wear it again? She never goes anywhere but to a church supper at Eastern Star.
What's the matter?
Aunt Effie isn't in yet, dear. It is 4 o'clock. I haven't slept a wink.
Well, don't worry about it. Don't worry. That's why I came home. The tour was supposed to last half the night to give people the feeling of living it up.
Well, I don't care. Hush. Thank you. Listen to her. 4 o'clock in the morning. Doesn't she realize there are other people in the hotel?
Look, leave her alone, will you? You wanted her to have a good time.
I heard you talking, so I thought you'd like to know. Alvin has asked me to marry him. Alvin? Who is Alvin?
I suppose a man from Montana.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. When George Burns wrote his autobiography, I Love Her, That's Why, here's how he explained the character his wife Gracie Allen portrays these days on CBS Radio. Contrary to opinion, Gracie is not a comedian. She's an extremely good, straight, dramatic actress. It's the situations that are funny. The character she plays has what I call illogical logic. She is completely earnest about what she's doing and saying. And I think it's the fact that she's so kind to the rest of the world for its lack of understanding of what is perfectly clear to her that makes people love her. Well, that explains Gracie all right, if anything can. But it doesn't bring you half the laughs that hearing Gracie does. You can get them from Burns and Allen every weekday evening on CBS Radio. Make it a full hour of comedy time by tuning in Amos and Andy, Andy Griffith, and Bob and Ray as well. Weekday evenings on CBS Radio.
Then we went out to another nightclub.
Yes, yes, but what about this Alvin? What's his name?
Let her tell us her own way.
Well, we were all just having the best time, and he leaned over to me, and he said, I think we'd better get married and have a six-month honeymoon in Paris.
What's he like? Is he tall? Is he short? Is he attractive? How old is he? Is he nice? I mean,
very nice,
is he?
And a wonderful sense of humor.
Uh-huh.
The bus stopped each of us at our hotels, and he got off and came to the door with me, and he was so funny, and he said, when in Paris, do as the Parisians do. And he kissed his heels and bowed and kissed my hand. Oh, we laughed about that.
Where is he staying? Is he going to call you?
Oh, now, dear, I'm sure he didn't mean a thing by what he said. We were all just having a good time. After all, he's been traveling alone, and it's been lonesome. I think he was just glad to meet some nice people and have a good time. And we did.
Well, you stayed out until 4 o'clock in the morning, Ruby. I think it's time you went to bed.
Oh, yes, my goodness. I do, too. Well, I've never stayed out this late. Well, I've certainly had my fling in Paris.
Good night.
Well, thank heavens, I never had a good time in Paris. I'll probably talk about it forever.
I know, and then if it turns out she does get married.
Oh, Lord, darling, this guy made a passing remark in the spirit of the occasion. Even Aunt Effie said that. She just enjoyed the evening, that's all.
That shows how little you know about women. She's at least hoping she hears from him again.
Look, he was very nice, and maybe she will, but that doesn't mean that she's going to marry him. Now, come on, will you? Let's get some sleep.
You know, we could have the wedding in the living room. In front of the fireplace, be beautiful. Betsy could be a flower girl.
Oh, boy, darling. That poor guy. He doesn't know it, but he's on his way to being
full. The nice part is he must have money, too.
Oh, golly, go to sleep.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Margaret Hamilton and Robert Dryden, and is produced by Walter Hunt.
This was an original old radio broadcast presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Carol Hartman, please.